The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Queensland election's coming up on Saturday, and it does look like the Queensland Premier might lose his seat and Labor might do so well that they'll get close. But it's hard to believe they'd actually get over the line. Here in New South Wales, of course, the Labor Party's a long, long way behind. The election will be held in late March. But today we have a story that came up on Channel 7 last night. John Ajaika, he's a Liberal member of the New South Wales Upper House, the Minister for Disabilities and Ageing, also the Minister for the Illawarra. I think it's fair to say, not a household name. He's in the spotlight because of a $26,000 taxpayer-funded trip he took to India and Dubai last October. Not sure what the purpose of the trip was. He says he was there promoting the Illawarra. He and his staff have stayed in five-star accommodation at a cost of $8,000. He was a VIP guest at the Australia-Pakistan test match in Dubai. He, in fact, made up half the crowd because hardly anyone was there. The major problem with the trip relates to his airfares. It emerged he flew first class to Dubai after receiving a free upgrade from Emirates and didn't declare this on the Parliamentary Pecuniary Interest Register. Same sin cost the former disgraced Minister Ian MacDonald his job. The Labor Party understandably is calling for him now to be demoted or sacked. Michael Daly is the Shadow Treasurer, joins us now. Mr Daly, good morning.
G'day, John and Gary. Good to talk to you again.
Michael, thanks for joining us. What's the big problem here? What's John Ajaika done that you believe is so wrong it should cost him his job?
Well, look, there are two things, Gary. Number one is that the trip just doesn't pass the pub test. I mean, he's got three portfolios. His main portfolios, if you want to put it that way, Minister for Disabilities and Ageing, and he's got a third portfolio, the Minister for Illawarra. Now, he's hardly seen in the Illawarra. The people I know down there say that they call him the faceless minister. But here he is wanting to supposedly promote trade between India and Dubai and the Illawarra. So he's tagged along on a trip to Dubai and India at lavish expense. He stayed in the top class accommodation at $600 a night, flew a business class, and if that's not bad enough, having failed the pub test there, he's then breached very clear rules which say that if you receive a gift over $250, you've got to declare it. He was upgraded from business to first class by Emirates. I think that the value of that, from as far as I can work out, is well over $10,000. And he didn't declare it. And as far as I know, he didn't declare it until Channel 7 pinged him yesterday afternoon. So he's added insult to injury, breached clear rules that, as you say, have cost other ministers their jobs in the past. And Mike Baird needs to sack him today if he doesn't resign.
Are the current rules that we have in place tight enough and good enough?
They sure are, but no rule is impenetrable if people refuse to abide by it. And he's had 3 months. This trip took place in late October last year, and he has not declared it, and he should go.
Didn't Mike Baird and his predecessor, Barry O'Farrell, say they were going to stamp out these trips when they came into power?
Well, they did, and they clearly haven't. And these sorts of trips, you can't take them without the Premier knowing. So the Premier's office has acquiesced to this trip, now that they've done that and he's been caught out breaching the rules. And you know, look, the real insult here is that Mike Baird delivered huge cuts right across government over the last 4 years, and the ageing and disabilities sector has not escaped. Home care that looks after disabled and aged people in their homes is on the chopping block. Mike Baird wants to sell it, along with everything else. And the minister's response to his premier's cuts is to spend 26 grand going over.
Have you been on any trips yourself?
Not a necessary trip. I was a minister for 2.5 years, mm. as you know, in 3 major portfolios,
yep.
and I didn't take a single overseas trip because I didn't think...
That so you haven't taken an overseas trip since you've been an MP?
I've taken one trip for 5 days as part of a parliamentary committee, none as a minister.
Did you go business class?
No, I flew economy.
Can I just ask you, in that 5-day trip you went on, did you get anything out of it that really illuminated your role or actually added something to it?
Yeah, I did. But you know, you've got to use your judgment about these trips. And that's why, as a minister, I took none because there were none that I considered passed the pub test. And I didn't think it was a good look to be jaunting around the world when you could have transacted the business.
I just think most voters have a look at it and they go, well, why do any, particularly state MPs, need to go overseas in the day of in an era of the internet and Skype?
Well, the rules are clear that if you do, you've got to declare it.
Yeah.
And he hasn't done that here.
All right, if we get an announcement today of a major trade deal with a company in the Illawarra, or that the Dragons have got a whole lot of new supporters coming out of Dubai and India, will you say, well, at least there was some purpose to the trip?
Well, yes, but I won't hold my breath, John.
Yeah, all right. We'll see what happens on that front today. Mr. Daly, thank you. Michael Daly, the New South Wales Shadow Treasurer.
I just think they should ban all trips because, really, do they need to go overseas? They're like, it's like local government with these little junkets they take to sister cities all around the world. What advantage is there for the ratepayer at local government level and the voter? There is no reason for any of these trips at any of these levels. Yeah.
Business class on Emirates. It's pretty flash, isn't it? And you're getting upgraded to first class, where you've got your own private little...
Well, a suite, basically. Hands-on service.
It's hardly like flying, is it, really?
No. I'd love to be trapped on a plane in a first-class suite.
Well, I think
like
I'd be saying no. It'd ruin the experience. You want to be sitting in a business-class seat rather than... We sit up the back.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.